ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेयौपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ। ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्थ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the story of Ushasthi, which occurs in the very first chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad in the 10th and 11th khandas. We have completed the 10th section and the most important part is the 11th section. In our last class, we saw how the Ushasthi, he was living in a famine-stricken country and then he wanted to earn some money so that he can maintain his family. He heard that the local king was performing a great sacrifice and he took a little bit of begged food and that too from a person who was eating a very inferior type of beans. But when it comes to the question of keeping prana, keeping alive, anything goes. Remember, Holy Mother used to recollect, once there was a famine in Jairambati and Ramchandra Datta had accumulated some rice. What a magnanimous person he was. As soon as he heard people were starving, he opened his small stores. He used to prepare khichdi. Holy Mother was only 6 or 7 years old at that time. And one day a girl came with completely unkempt hair, looking wild. She was so hungry. There were some animals, cows, kept in the cow shed. For them, usually we give a kind of flour that comes after husking the, getting husked the grains, then fine powder will come. And that is mixed with water and is nutritious and it is given to the cows. Funny thing is, the non-nutritious part, that is what human beings eat in the form of luchi, etc. Anyway, this girl was so starving, her eyes fell on a small trough, which is meant for the cows to drink along with that powder. So she went, fell upon it, started eating whatever was available. Even though Ramchandra Datta, Holy Mother, were shouting, please do not eat, there is no need, there is a nice khichdi here. But who will listen? Such was the condition. We could also be in the same condition. So this Ushasthi was in that condition. So he said, we have to keep remembering, even though another person had polluted by eating, but some of it he gave to Shasti, half of it he had eaten, half he carried for his Ardhangi, for his wife. But she also obtained meanwhile some food by begging, and she was happy. The Upanishad tells she got much better food. How come? Because she must have done greater punyam than her husband. Anyway, she kept whatever her husband has given. And then next morning, Ushasti was heard to be speaking, if somehow I could get a job as the manager of the priests in this yajna sacrifice that was being conducted by the king, then I can earn some money. And his wife gave him whatever he had given her, and having satisfied hunger, having got a bit of strength, he approached. Then there were three priests, Udgata, Prastauta, etc., Pratihara. Udgata, Prastauta, and Pratihara. And then he sat near them and he warned them, if you do not know the deity whom you are going to praise and offer things in the sacrifice, then your head will fall off. And we also discussed not that the head will fall off, but the result that is obtained without knowing, that would be very inferior. Meanwhile, the king saw him, approached him, asked for his introduction, and he was so glad. I had been searching for you. Now you yourself have come. Please take charge of them. And Ushasti tells that I am not here to demand more money. I am not after money. Only because I am starving, I have a family, I have to maintain my family, and it is the duty of the king also to help his people both in poverty and prosperity. So the king, having come to know him, offered, and Ushasti said, you pay me exactly as you are paying to the other people. You don't need to pay me anything extra. That will do for my survival. And the king gladly offered him, please take charge of, because in fact I was in search of you, only because I could not get you, I had to offer this. That much we have seen. And in this second part of this story, which is continued in this 11th section, the real story will come. So just to recollect, so the principal priest is called the Udgata. Ud means loud. Gata means he who sings loudly. Usually, some mantras taken from the Rig Veda, and they are very suitable to be sung like Gregorian music. And there are some people who are specialized in that, and their singing would be extraordinarily melodious. If you had heard some Vedic priests and the chanting of the Vedas called Vedic chanting, and that also can be conducted in quite different means. One is straightforward, another is they just do two, three words, and then go back and then try to do, and then add one more word, then go back to the second word, and complete it, and add one more word, this going forward, and then coming back, and still going forward. So there are various ways of chanting are there. Some of them are quite difficult. Even if one learns, one has to be extremely alert to see that they don't forget to go back and forth exactly in the specified times of numbers. Anyway, so Udgata is one who is the main singer. He is assisted by three people, but here only two people are mentioned, and they are called Prastauta. What does Prastauta do? He invites the deity, and Udgata, then he sings the hymn, which is already there in the Rig Veda. And there is another assistant called Pratihartha, is one who bids the deity farewell. Like in any meeting, somebody is there to garland, to welcome, and then the speech is given by the invited guest. Then the last person will be thanking one speaker or all the speakers, sometimes giving the very essence, summary of what the person had spoken. So this is the same sequence to welcoming a guest, offering them food, and then seeing them off. So this is how we have to remember, but this is only with regard to one particular Veda. There is Rigvedic main priest and three assistants, Yajurvedic main priest and three assistants, and Atharvana Vedas main priest and three assistants, and this Atharvana Veda priest is called Brahma, and this Brahma is a master of all the four Vedas. So often he works like a supervisor or manager of a company. So this is how it goes up. Now we will continue. We have already seen the king coming and asking for introduction. Now we, in this 11th section, we go to the 4th mantra. Athaha enam prastota upasasata prastotaha ya devata prastavam anvayatta tamchet avidvan prastoshyasi murthate vipatishyati iti ma bhagavan avochat katama sa devata iti. Prastota, an assistant to this Udgata, approached this Ushasti Rishi, and then he told, "Hey Bhagavan Ushasti, that you warned us before you got introduced to the king. Hey Prastota, you are about to sing the glories of the Devata. Do you know that Devata? And if you do not know, and avidvan tamchet anvayatta prastoshyasi, if you dare to sing the praises of that Devata without knowing who that Devata is, te murtha vipatishyati iti, your head will fall down iti. Thus, Bhagavan, that is yourself, O Ushasti, the Prastota is addressing Ushasti as Bhagavan, means superior person who has superior knowledge, because he would not have warned these three priests unless he knew what he was talking about. If anybody questions, do you know the answer to this question? So, if he is examining a person, that means that person should know, has already known the answer to that. So, hey Bhagavan, you addressed me thus. Ma means here, mom. The Sanskrit word ma has got two meanings. Ma means nishedha. Do not do this. Ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam. Do not be proud that you are young, you are beautiful, you are rich, and you are powerful, etc., etc. That is one meaning of the word ma, do not. Another word is ma means mom, me. You addressed me thus, you warned me thus. I really do not know. I am humbly approaching you. Katama sa devata. What is that devata? Iti. So then, Ushasti is answering because he knows what he is talking about. This is given in the 5th mantra. Pranaha iti ha uvacha. Sarvani ha va imani bhutani. Pranam eva avisamvishanti. Pranam abhi ujjihate. Sa esha devata. Prastavam anvayatta. Tamchet avidvan. Prastoshyo murthate yapatishyat. Tatha uktasya maya iti. So what did the Ushasti said? In reply to the request made by Prastota, please teach me about that Devata. He said Prana Devata. In Sanskrit, Prana often is translated into English language as breath, because breath is Prana. Just think about it. What happens, supposing you stop breathing, what would be the first effect? Prana will be going away, because what we are breathing through the nostrils is only an action. But what we are breathing is Prana Devata. Several times, many times, I explained to you that when we are eating food, it is Prithvi Devata, also called Annapurna, Anna Devata. That is, Anna Devata is not like a separate person, individual, standing with lot of food and distributing food to whomsoever approaches her. No, she is sustaining us in the form of annam. Whenever we are drinking water, let it be tap water, it doesn't matter. But tap water comes from a main tank, and the tank is filled by only the rain water. And that rain water is created only by the Jaladevata. This Jaladevata, Jaladevata's greatest manifestation is in the form of the oceans, seas, then rivers, then tanks, then lakes, then small ponds, or even smaller, what is called utensils, our own tanks in our own houses, etc., etc., or wells. But Jala, water, is one, and that is Jala Devata. Why do we call it Devata? Because the definition of Devata, also I mentioned many times, that without which we do not even exist, that is called Devata. Someone does not eat food, he will not survive long. Doesn't drink water, he will not survive long. He will not breathe, he will not survive long. There is no warmth, he will not survive long. And there is no space, he will not breathe. Vayu Devata, he cannot move. Akasha Devata, no. All the five elements, grossified elements, combined in a particular way, and their manifestation is this entire creation. And they, we are its manifestation, simply known as birth. And we are sustained every millisecond. How many times we have to breathe? How many times we have to drink water, eat food, keep ourselves warm? That's why Bhagavan had created homeostasis within the body. And nobody can lie down even for a millisecond without moving this side or that side. So, all the Panchadevatas are sustaining us every second. And when this body departs, body is only an indicator. Mind also goes, because it is also made up of subtle five elements only. That means we as separate individuals do not exist at all. So in this particular instance, it is said prana, prana itiha vacha. Then what happens? Sarvaniha va imani bhutani pranam eva avisam vishanti. So long as we are able to breathe, then we are glad. Remember, for whatever reason, maybe asthma, maybe the air is so polluted in a confined place, full of smoke when there is fire, then we are unable to breathe, as if our life is about to depart. So, we are glad by our very liveliness, being alive. We should celebrate and say, we are alive, we are alive. But we forget to be grateful to this Pranadevata. But you know, when it is said, when the rainy season comes and there is lightning after a long heated summer and the clouds are gathering, people's hearts are simply expanded, expansive and excited. Why? They go on shouting, there is going to be food, there is going to be food. But food has not come. But the means, the instrument for food, because when the rains come, the lands are cultivated. Only nowadays, because we control the water canals, if there is excess water, we control them, direct them to the required places in various ways. So that was Bhagavan was doing earlier. Now because of the knowledge given by himself, we are able to cultivate practically throughout the year. And human being is endowed with extraordinary intelligence. Previously only one crop, because only one season of rain. But now we don't depend upon seasons. Water is preserved in huge reservoirs and let out the required amount of water at particular times whenever it is required. And then the cultivated farmers, they cultivate 3 times, 4 times. We are ever in quest of how much we can squeeze from Mother Earth. But scientists also tell us there is a limit. You can't go on planting the same crop. You will have to alternate so that the earth remains fertile. So on and so forth. But the main thing is that pranam. What happens? I eat food. We eat food. And when we are able to eat food, we become strong. When we become strong, we are able to breathe. And when we are able to breathe, we are able to live. That is the connection between Vayu Devata. Actually, it is Hiranyagarbha in the form of all these deities combined together. So that is what Ushasthi wants to teach. Be grateful. And what is the teaching? We get in the 3rd chapter of the... So when Brahma started, Sahayagnyaha Prajaha Srishtva Purovacha Prajapatihi Anena Tvam Prasavishyadvam Eshavo Asti Kama Dukh. So Sahayagnyaha Prajaha Srishtva. So when Brahma created people like us, he also created devatas earlier than us, and then he created yajna. What is a yajna? That which brings together us, the human beings, and gods, because of whom we are able to live together. And then what to do? We offer our puja, worship, in the form of hymning, offering, etc. And they bless us. So, parasparam bhavayantaha shreyan paramam avapsyatha. So, both of you will get benefit. They are pleased and they bestow upon you. What do they bestow? Seasonal rains. When to give rain and when to not to give rain. When they are pleased, they do that. In season, at the right time. For example, when mango crops, mangoes are full of blossoms and they have to ripen into small buds and they become future fruits. But just when it is about to burst, there is a hailstorm. And that way, the whole crop is destroyed. Very little produce will be there. So it is said, and I believe it wholeheartedly, you also must, when the gods are displeased, they upset the seasons. So, untimely rain and untimely stopping of the rain. So, ativrishti, anavrishti. Too much of rain and too less of rain, etc. We are thinking, oh, it is nature. Dumb, unconscious nature is doing. For a Hindu, everything is God's creation. Every religion accepts it is God who created. God is the creator. If God is the creator, what can he create? Can he create anything wrong? Can he create Saturn? So who is Saturn? Only in this regard. Who is Saturn? Of course created by God. And why did God create Saturn? To exhaust our negative karma. And he created various angels to exhaust our punya karma. Meritorious deeds. That is the simple truth. And this is put in a beautiful formula. No one can make us either happy or unhappy. It is only other people become instruments to reap our own past karma phala, even sometimes present karma phala also. So Ushasthi said, with the breath. Breath is an English translation. It is prana. For every living creature, they merge into breath alone. They are born because of the breath. That's why even Bible mentions, having made an image, God, he breathed into everything that he created and they came out to life. what is filling is able to enter into them. Tat srishtva tat eva anupravishat. He entered into what he created. So all these creatures merge into breath alone. So we are the outcome of breath. Breath means air, prana. Prana means vayudevata. Vayudevata means Hiranyagarbha. And from breath alone, do they rise or born? And breath alone sustains us. And this is the deity, O priest, that belongs to you, belonging to the Prastava, to the hymn called Prastava. And if, without knowing this, if you had sung it, then you would have got very little result. That's why in the Vedas it is said, pure rituals without meaning, they also give some result. Much superior result is got by doing what we call knowing the Devata and then doing contemplation. I will come to that beautiful point having completed all the three Devatas. So without knowing this, if you had sung, then as a result of this, the king who has employed you, he would have got very small result. Result will come, but it would be very, very small result. So, Prana Devata is the true deity of Prastava. How? Because all the creatures, movable and immovable, merge into breath at the time of dissolution, and again from breath do they rise at the time of the creation. In Sanskrit, especially in Vedanta, movable means chara, immovable means achara. Achara doesn't mean things like stones, etc. But trees, especially plant kingdom, they only move where they are. Their roots are spread, there is also movement only, truly speaking. They grow, there is also movement. They require akasha for their growth. And every tree has certain dimensions, maximum dimensions. So, that which can move with legs, with wings, etc., that is called movable. And that which just spreads a little bit, unable to move any further. Fortunately, it is said in our Purana, Hindu Puranas, previously, the mountains can fly because they are not stones, they are devatas. Parvata Raja Kumari is a beautiful South Indian song. And Parvati is the daughter of this Parvata. How can a human being, a divine being, be born out of an image, out of a what is called a stone, piece of stone? No, no. Himalayo Nama Astyuttara Shyam Dishi. Himalayo Nama Nagendra Rajaha. This is Devataya. There is a Devata. So, Himalaya is the one of the deities. And he married, I think, I forget his wife's name, but that is Parvati's mother. So, it is only, there is nothing that is not consciousness, that is not Chaitanya. Everything that exists is nothing but Brahman. Only Chit and Ananda are not manifest. That's what we need to understand. Okay. So, because all creatures, movable and immovable, merge into breath at the time of dissolution, which automatically means, again from breath do they rise. Janma, sthiti and laya happen from that source. That source is prana. Therefore, this is the deity belonging to the Prastava. And without knowing thus, if you had sung it, if the result you would get would be very small. That's why you had been warned, therefore you did very well. Now Ushasthi is praising, you did very well not to start singing without knowing, but you came to me, humbly acknowledged your ignorance and begged me to enlighten you, and I have enlightened. Now you go and you start. Now you know what is the Devata. As I said, what is the symbolic significance, I will come to after completing this through. Now we will enter into the sixth mantra. The next. So, he is approaching him. Athaha enam udgata upasasada udgataha. So, he is addressing Ushasthi. Yadevata udgitam anvayata తాం చేత్ అవిద్వాన్ ఉద్ఘాష్యసి మూర్ధాతే విపతిష్యతి ఇతి మా మాం భగవాన్ అవోచత్ కథమాసా దేవత. ఇది ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ సేమ్ మీనింగ్. సో ది ఉద్ఘాతృ ప్రిస్ట్ మెయిన్ ప్రిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ సమగాన సమవేద హే అప్రోచ్డ్ హిమ్ అండ్ అటర్డ్ ది సేమ్ వర్డ్స్. యు సార్ టోల్డ్ మీ ఓ ఉద్ఘాతృ, ఇఫ్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ది డెయిటీ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ది ఉద్గీత యు డూ సింగ్ ఇట్, యువర్ హెడ్ విల్ ఫాల్ ఆఫ్. నౌ ఐ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ దట్ దేవత ఈస్, ప్లీజ్ ఎన్లైటన్ మీ వాట్ ఈస్ విచ్ ఈస్ దట్ డెయిటీ. సో ది ఉద్ఘాతృ ప్రిస్ట్ హంబుల్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, రిక్వెస్టెడ్ హిమ్, బికేమ్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్ యాజ్ ఇట్ వర్, ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ మీ విచ్ ఈస్ దట్ డెయిటీ విచ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ది ఉద్గీత. అండ్ ఉషస్తి రిప్లైస్ ఇన్ ది 7th మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ది 11th సెక్షన్. ఆదిత్య ఇతిహ వాచ సర్వాణి హవ ఇమాని భూతాని ఆదిత్యం ఉచ్చై సంతం గాయంతి స ఏషా దేవత ఉద్గీతం న్వాయత్త తాం చేద్ అవిద్వాన్ ఉదగాస్యో మూర్ధాతే వ్యపతిష్యత్ తథా ఉక్తస్య మయా ఇతి. ఉషస్తి సేమ్ వర్డ్స్ హి సేస్, ఎక్సెప్టింగ్ ఎ ప్రిసైడింగ్ డెయిటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉద్గీత ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఆదిత్య ది సన్. ఫస్ట్ వన్ వాజ్ ప్రాణ, బట్ ఆదిత్య హియర్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్. ది నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ అన్నం, ఫుడ్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఏ హార్మోనియస్ ఇంటర్నల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్. హిరణ్య గర్భ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ యాజ్ దీస్ త్రీ. సో ఉషస్తి సెడ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఆదిత్య, దట్ ఈస్ ది సన్ దట్ వీ సీ హియర్. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఆర్ అదర్ ప్లానెట్స్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ దేర్ ఓన్ సన్ సస్టైనింగ్ దెమ్. దట్ సన్ విల్ క్రియేట్ వాయుదేవత, దట్ వాయుదేవత విల్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ అగ్నిదేవత, దట్ అగ్నిదేవత విల్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ బోత్ లైట్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ హీట్. హీ విల్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ వాటర్. దట్స్ వై వెన్ సైంటిస్ట్ ఆర్ సెర్చింగ్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్ట్రా ప్లానెట్స్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఆర్ దేర్, దెన్ ది ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ దే లుక్ ఫర్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ వాటర్, బికాస్ వితౌట్ వాటర్ దిస్ దేవత నో ప్రాణి కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. సో ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ దేవతా షుడ్ బి దేర్, ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ విల్ బి దేర్. ఓన్లీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఎలిమెంటల్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ ది ప్రొడక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎలిమెంటల్స్. ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఎలిమెంటల్స్. సో వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్, ఉషస్తి ఈస్ గ్రాఫికల్లీ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అవర్ డే టు డే ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఎస్పెషల్లీ ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ లివింగ్. సపోజింగ్ వన్ డే యు ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ఏ మల్టీ స్టోరీడ్ బిల్డింగ్ సమ్వేర్ ఇన్ సైడ్. ఓన్లీ ఐ బిలీవ్ మెనీ బిల్డింగ్స్ ఇన్ జపాన్ ఆర్ కన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే దట్ దే పుట్ ఇన్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ స్లాంటెడ్ వే సమ్ మిరర్స్ సో దట్ ఎవ్రీ హౌస్ విల్ గెట్ ఆంపుల్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ సన్లైట్. సో విల్ ఇట్ గివ్ విటమిన్ ఏ అండ్ డి? ఎస్ డెఫినెట్లీ దే విల్ గివ్. మే నాట్ బి యాజ్ మచ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో దే మే గివ్ బట్ డెఫినెట్లీ దే ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ది నేచురల్ కండిషన్. సపోజింగ్ యు ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ డంజియన్ లైక్ అపార్ట్మెంట్ అండ్ వన్ డే ఎర్లీ మార్నింగ్ యూ గో అప్, ఇట్స్ బ్యూటిఫుల్, ది సన్ ఈజ్ రైజింగ్. డూ యూ నో వాట్ ఎఫెక్ట్ దట్ విల్ హ్యావ్ దట్ వెరీ సైట్ ఆఫ్ ది రైజింగ్ సన్ బ్రిలియంట్లీ షైనింగ్ అపాన్ యూ, మేకింగ్ యువర్ ఫేస్ ఆల్సో షైన్ లైక్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎన్ వైర బ్రహ్మన్ బట్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఎస్ జాయ్ఫుల్ పర్సన్. వాట్ డూ యూ థింక్ ది బర్డ్స్ డూ? ది గో ఆన్ సింగింగ్ ఎర్లీ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్. వాట్ డూ యూ థింక్ ది డాగ్స్ డూ? దే స్టార్ట్ బార్కింగ్. వాట్ డూ యూ థింక్ ది అదర్ అనిమల్స్ డూ? ది మూమెంట్ ది బిహోల్డ్ ది సన్, హియర్ ఈజ్ మై ప్రాణ దేవత. సో ఎవ్రీ బడి ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్లీ ఆర్ అన్కాన్షియస్లీ వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు అప్రోచ్ దిస్ వన్. సో హి సెడ్ ఉషస్తి టాట్ దిస్ ఉద్ఘాతృ ది ఆదిత్య సార్, హి సెడ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్రీచర్స్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ క్రీచర్ మీన్స్ లివింగ్ సింగ్ టు ది సన్ వెన్ ఇట్ స్టాండ్స్ ఆన్ హై. దిస్ ఇస్ ది డెయిటీ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ది ఉద్గీత అండ్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ దిస్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యాడ్ సంగ్ ఇట్ యువర్ హెడ్ వుడ్ షోర్లీ హ్యావ్ ఫాలెన్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ యూ హ్యాడ్ బీన్ వార్న్డ్ బై మీ. దట్ మీన్స్ Now the result you are going to get will be much more. So being thus asked, Ushasthi replied, the sun. Why? Because all these creatures sing praises of the sun when it is high above. And you know, several countries, people miss for several months the absence of the sunlight. And they suffer from a peculiar disease called SAD. S-A-D. That is the deprivation of the sunlight. For that, they have to invent some kind of special lamp which gives the same properties, a little bit of imitating the sun. So, that diseases will come. And several times when some of the vitamins are lacking, the doctors themselves advise, early morning sun, you walk at least for half an hour to 40 minutes, exercise, and also that there is some stimulation is there, some special vitamin D, vitamin A, etc., and many other things are produced. So, when it is high above, so when every creature sings the praise of the sun, especially when it is high. And this, the Rishi connects, this is called Gita. Ut means loud, Uccharati, Udgita, Ut, loudness, above. Ut also means above. So, when the sun is above, this Gitam, this Vedic praise will also be very powerful. Just as from the similarity of pra. Prana is the deity of Prastavi, pra, prana, Prastavi. This is the deity as before. So exactly the same thing is going to follow. Now, the assistant for the Udgata, who is called Pratiharta, he comes. And exactly same conversation, nothing changed. This is presented in the 8th mantra. Atha ha enam Pratiharta upasasata. He Pratiharta, ya devata Pratiharam anvayatta. Knowing this devata, anvayatta means without knowing which devata your hymn is going to indicate. Tamchet avidvan, without knowing, pratiharishyasi. If you go on singing, murthate vipatishyati iti. Surely your head would have fallen. Iti, thus, Bhagavan, that is Ushasthi, ma avochat. Bhagavan, you told me like this. Therefore, I am approaching you humbly as a disciple. Please teach me katama sa devata iti. So, which is that devata? So, in the same manner, the Pratihartri priest approached Ushasthi Rishi and asked him, which is the deity that belongs to the Pratihartha? And exactly in this 9th mantra, he says, earlier first he said it is prana, then he said it is Aditya, now he is telling Annam. And there is a invariable relationship between prana, Aditya and Annam. Annam iti havvacha. The devata which refers to your particular hymn is called Annam. Sarvani hava imani bhutani Annam eva pratiharam anani jivanti. Sa esha devata pratiharam anvayatha tam chet avidvan pratiharishyo murthate yapatishyat tatha uttasya maya iti. Padidhi Ushasthi reply, Annam idi devata. Straightforward, it doesn't go round about. He says that devata is called Annam. So whenever we eat Annam, we should not think it is what is called some bad names. In the Western world, we use it. Very, very horrible. No. Stuff is one name like that. No. It is Anna Devata. Annam na nindiya tadvaratam apova Annam. We will see in the Taittiriya Upanishad. We have seen, we are going to see again. So, these creatures live because of food. For all creatures live when they partake of food. And this is the deity that belongs to the Pratiharta. And if, without knowing this, if you had sung it, your head would surely have fallen off after you had been warned by me. So, being thus asked, Ushasthi replied, the devata is called Annam, food. earlier we saw in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Annam is also called Prithvi Devata. That is the grossest manifestation of Atman or Brahman. Because every living creature, it lives only when they partake of food, when they digest it, and what they cannot digest will be food for somebody else, and what somebody else cannot digest, that will be food for others, etc. That the deity that belongs to the Pratihara. The rest up to warned by me is similar to what has gone before. So the whole meaning of the whole this 10th and 11th sections, especially of the 11th section, is one ought to meditate upon the deities of Prastava, Udgita and Pratihara in the shape of Prana, Aditya and Annam, breath, sun and food respectively. Thus ends the 11th Kanda of the Adhyaya. Thus ends the story of the Ushasti. As promised, I am going to talk about this particular significant symbolism. All the five devatas are absolutely important. But in this story of the Ushasti, three devatas are highlighted. Prithvi Devata, then Agni Devata. Aditya belongs to Agni Devata and Vayu Devata. But we have to add the Jala Devata and Akasha Devata as well, because wherever one is, all the five will be there. Now first, Prana Devata. As soon as a creature is living, it has to be sustained by food and the sun. So first thing that sustains is Prana. It starts breathing. Human being, animals, insects, and if there is no breathing, then that creature will not live. Once, I think it was Swami Akhandanandaji, if I am not wrong, he was wandering, and one night he spread his blanket upon a piece of earth underneath a tree, and he was lying down. Suddenly somebody pushed him and said, "Get up, get up." And he understood, because several such experiences he had, he hurriedly got up and removed this one, and then he saw there were some holes there in the earth where at night these snakes go and take rest, and they are unable to breathe because the Swami was covering up all these. Even they require breath also. So because Thakur had come in the form of that voice and warned him, there are other creatures, because of you, they are unable to breathe, they are suffering, you better move away, just move a little bit, few feet, few inches here and there. So you see, everybody requires Pranadevata in some form or the other. Even creatures which live in the oceans, in the water, fish, whales, sharks, dolphins, every now and then they have to come up. There is no way they are going to survive. So first a person lives, and the moment he starts living, he starts breathing, and then he grows. But breathing alone will not keep the person alive. He has to look upon, I have to eat food to keep myself up, and that is where Annam comes. But then if we analyze, as we have seen this analysis many times, who is giving us food? Gama vishyasya bhutani dharayam yaha mojasa pushnami chaushadi sarvaha somo bhutvara satmakaha. I am sustaining the entire creation. Creation means I am sustaining myself. I am only manifesting in the form of this entire creation. I became the five elements, both subtle and gross. And then out of the combination of these, elementals have come. The entire creation is called elementals. Prakruti and Vikruti. Vikruti is the outcome. Entire thing is Vikruti, Ahankara, then the subtle body, then the gross body, then the entire world. That is how the expansion takes place. So, the Aditya goes on giving food and heat and light. food, heat, light, and the pranadevata keeps the person alive by producing oxygen, and that makes a person active. And an active person has to do something, because every creature has a particular function to fulfill. And so it is possible to be born, to be alive, and to continue. Every creature has its own allotted lifespan, and then in the end, that is what happens. A time will come, this particular instrument has done its job, it would not be able to continue further because it becomes decrepit, old, incapable, and then it will be given another dress, another body. Vasaamsa jirnani yatha vihaya tadani grinnati naro aparani. In Bhagavad Gita, is our physical body is compared to a dress. Now, what is the worship? What is the devata? We do it. First of all, we do rituals. While eating, eating a ritual. Ritual means a sacred action. Sacred action, because we remember this food is offered to our Ishta Devata, chosen deity, in the form of Prana Devata. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyanam Chaturvidham. Elaborately, we discuss the fivefold activities of the prana, especially in the Taittiriya Upanishad. We have to remember. So, this prana keeps us. Prana means shakti, energy. Energy is meant to be expended in the form of activity. Activity means energy expended. For that, we need the energy. And that energy comes only through food. And that food is supplied only, not cultivated from the dumb nature, but it is God in the form of Aditya. Let all the scientists answer. Suppose there is no sun, will there be life? Will there be prana? Will there be annam? Nothing will be there. This is what our Vedic rishis want to teach us. So what is this upasana? While eating, we have to remember that thank to the prana devata that I am alive. While eating, thank to the sun, Aditya, and the soma, the moon. Because of these two, and both are one and the same, Aditya and Chandrama and Agni, three different forms, and they are all devatas, and because of thanks to them, they are supplying me food. So prana makes us cultivate food, eat food, and that is how life is meant for manifesting the divinity. So whenever we are eating, it is Anna Devata, Prithvi Devata, Annapurna Devi. Whenever we are drinking, Varuna Devata, Jala Devata. Whenever we are able to see, able to act, it's all because of the Agni Devata. Remember, production of food, light and heat. Whenever we are able to breathe, then only we can live. That is called Vayu Devata. And every activity requires space. And we are unable to move without space. Only with space we can move. So, when I am moving, thanks to Akasha Devata. When we are moving or doing anything, thanks to Anna Devata. When we are breathing, thanks to Vayu Devata. So I am, my very survival, my very existence is because of them. So I do not exist. And this is called, ultimately it will lead to Aham Brahmasmi. That means I do not exist, only Brahman exists. I am not there, only my mother is there, Thakur is there, Ma is there. This is the symbolism. Remember with every breath, remember God. It means that I am because of these Panchadevatas. And so, every second, my thanks. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Saritva Pranamami Mohur Mohu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda Bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.